USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Airports across the United States are jammed Tuesday. Officials warn this year's Thanksgiving travel season will be the third largest for travel in the last 20 years. This after most restrictions due to the pandemic have been lifted. Airline officials are optimistic that travelers will experience fewer delays as a number of flights have decreased in order to avoid overloads and cancellations. Republicans are continuing to shine a spotlight on our U.S.-Mexico border.
Just ahead of Thanksgiving, a delegation of Republicans led by GOP leader Kevin McCarthy will head to El Paso, Texas today to visit the southern border and once again point out how the Biden administration is allowing the invasion of illegal immigrants into the country. And with Title 42 being allowed to go away, the run to the border is expected to exponentially increase to levels never seen in the United States. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A memorial service is being held Tuesday for one of the victims among the four University of Idaho students brutally murdered. Family members and friends gathered in Mount Vernon, Washington to pay respects for 20-year-old Ethan Chapin. Police haven't recovered the murder weapon and warn the killer is still on the loose. A new study out is shedding some light on good and bad cholesterol.
HDL cholesterol, often referred to as the good cholesterol, may not be as useful in predicting the risk of heart disease and protecting against it as previously thought. A study from the 1970s found high levels of HDL cholesterol concentration were associated with low coronary heart disease risk, a link that has since been widely accepted and used in heart disease risk assessments. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Some Republican lawmakers are accusing the Pentagon of pushing a progressive ideology in the military. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says a tip line that they established last year for soldiers has yielded many reports of things like misplaced military priorities.
A lot of these progressives seem to worry more about training social justice warriors than actual warriors trained to kill.
But military top brass and supporters say diversity training promotes respect, a core value that ultimately makes the military branches stronger. Ahead of the holiday season, Chief Medical Advisor to the President, Dr. Anthony Fauci, stresses that those who are not vaccinated are at a higher risk of death and hospitalization from COVID-19.
The people who are most at risk are the unvaccinated. I mean, we have 68% of our population is vaccinated. You know, that means that we have 32% of the population that's not.
He says Americans also have the choice to test for illness or use masks indoors. Dr. Fauci stresses a clear body of evidence shows booster shots are safe and effective. Mazda is planning to invest more than $500 million in electric vehicles. It also wants EVs to be up to 40% of total global sales by the start of the next decade. Mazda follows Honda and Toyota in making similar announcements. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
See the road ahead more clearly with Sylvania Bulbs and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase select Sylvania Bulbs and get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate, plus receive double O-Rewards points. Replace your bulbs today and see better tonight. Let the professional parts people help you find the bulbs you need. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.